Morning.
Morning.
It's great to see you all this morning. As I was watching a saved version from The Last Man Standing yesterday, to remind everybody, don't forget to tell people you love them. You know, one of the premises was Tim Allen's character going through life not telling his dad he loved him, or his dad ever telling him he loved you. And that's one of the reasons why this morning, as we gather to study God's book of love and his will towards us and our salvation based on his love for us, that we remember we love one another as he has loved us. And to tell you that, look around and be able to look everybody in the eye and say, I love you. That's a powerful thing. That's a powerful thing. And that's only us that are children of the Most High God recognize that. Today's kapow. I thought that was kapow. That's what I thought, but that's okay. I was in the dark, now I'm in the light. But that was some 30-some years ago before I obeyed the gospel and had the blood of Christ cleanse me from my sins. The title of our lesson this morning is Contend for the Faith, and it comes from the book of Jude. And the preface in my Bible says, fight, contend, do battle. When apostasy arises, when false teachers emerge, when the truth of God is attacked, it is time to fight for the faith. Only believers who are spiritual in shape can answer the summons. At the beginning of this letter, Jude focuses on the believers' common salvation, but then feels compelled to challenge them to contend for the faith. The danger is real. False teachers have crept into the church, turning God's grace into unbounded license to do as they please. Jude reminds such men of God's past dealings with unbelieving Israel, disobedient angels, and wicked Sodom and Gomorrah. And in the face of such danger, Christians should not be caught off guard. The challenge is great, but so is the God who is able to keep them from stumbling. Great is our God. I'm so used to saying Paul because he writes so many letters. I want to remind you. Now, how many of us in the last week have been reminded of something? Hopefully God's holy word has reminded you, okay, through his Holy Spirit and directing you. Maybe to hold your tongue. Maybe to say something positive. Maybe to love somebody, to be kind to somebody. But how many of us have been reminded, oh, you didn't get this done, boss, you know? Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, I forgot to call that person. Almost daily on the way home from work, I have to make a phone call to do something. Sometimes I procrastinate. Sometimes I don't want to make that phone call. So I just put it off, and then I got a call. I either got to fess up or I got to work through this situation. And even if it's not a situation that I've created, I still have the responsibility of doing that. Same thing with our faith. Even though sometimes we don't feel like contending for our faith, we don't want to fight for our faith. In our world today, we might think it's a struggle. You know, I don't want to deal with it. You know, whatever. Not today. Take that on. I don't want to assert myself. I don't want to get in somebody else's space. We struggle with worldly concepts in our spiritual walk to contend for the faith. Do we want to hold on to our faith? Do we want to claim our faith? Do we want to argue about our faith?
insist about our faith? Do we want to declare our faith or profess our faith? Are we confident to be able to affirm our faith when someone questions it? What happens if people don't contend for the faith? Well, they end up turning to sexual immorality. Most of the time, folks, we got brothers and sisters in Christ here that were members here that aren't here now because sexual immorality has taken precedence. They have not contended for their faith. That's still live and active sin today. It's nothing new to men. We also know that angels, as precious as they are, make mistakes, and God says, not in my house, not in my kingdom. I got a place reserved for you. What did they do? Not contend for the faith. Not contend for the kingdom of heaven. Decided to do their own thing. Eternal fire. Eternal fire. Continuing in the book of Jude, let me ask you if this sounds like anything you've heard recently in our world. Likewise, also, these dreamers defile the flesh. They reject authority and speak evil of dignitaries. It happened 2,000 years ago. It's happening today. Yet Michael the Archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. They have run greedily into the heir of Baal for profit and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feast, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of sea, foaming up in their own shame, wandering stars from whom is reserved the blackness of the darkness forever. To contend for the faith, folks, for me, and looking at this passage, we need to make sure that we don't be considered dreamers that defile the flesh. That we do not reject authority. That we do not speak evil of dignitaries, whether we agree with all of their principles and policies or not. As children of the Most High God. Why, you know, come on, just this once. It's the truth. I want to prove a point. But yet, Michael, the archangel, did what? When he's dealing with Satan. You remember, we're dealing with Satan when we're dealing with these things. People that reject authority speak evil of dignitaries. Okay? It's evil. It's sinful. He said, God will take care of that. How many of us, contending for the faith, have said, God will take care of that? I trust you, Lord. That's tough to do, folks. But that's part of contending for the faith. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. We talked about it this morning. Being angry with someone. Someone makes us mad. Gets us frosted. What do we want to do? Fight back. But we fight with faith, being children of the Most High God. We don't fight by rejecting authority and speaking evil of people. We pray to God about it. We look to Jesus and say, how should I go about this? Heaven, when's the last time you said the Lord rebuked you? It's an example in God's holy word for us to say, not today, Satan. You're not going to tempt me today. Jesus said, it is written. Satan, it is written. Satan, it is written. Satan. How many times in our lives, contending for the faith, do we say, Satan, it is written? When my wife makes me angry, I got to get back. I got to do something to get her riled up too. No, contend for the faith. It is written. So love your neighbor as yourself. Your wife as yourself. With what measure you meet, it will be measured back to you. It is written. Putting it into big pictures, what she made me angry about, really worth getting angry about? How do you put it in perspective? You ask God, Lord, you take care of it. We struggle in giving things over to God. Folks, I struggle with that. Two best ways. We talked about it in Bible class this morning. Praying to God. The minute you open your heart up, you start talking to God. The minute you open up His Word, and you start receiving the Holy Spirit directing your lives through the words of God. The promises. Your perspective. You being guided in righteousness helps you contend for the faith when you have struggles. But no, I'm going to pick up the phone or I'm going to tweet something. I'm excited. I'm upset about something. I'm going to tweet it. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I'm going to get my point in. Children of the Most High God ought not do that. Brothers and sisters and friends. Maybe we should tweet, the Lord rebuke you. Maybe if we just start thinking that, at least, because that's our first step. They corrupt themselves, folks. Let's not throw our pearls before swine sometimes. We've got to be wise about that. Even Jesus, the Most High, could have contended with anybody about the truth. And there's times when he said, it's just not worth it. I know I'm not changing your heart. I know that even if I win the argument, you're going to still be hateful and bashing and false accusations against me. Ever been in an argument where you really win and all of a sudden they start getting personal and you know, you did this or you've done that or you said this or you said that? Folks, that's a good point in time to say the Lord rebuke you. I forgive you and I'm going on to the next person because I'm not throwing my pearls before swine. Maybe you got a big necklace and you just got a whole bunch of them to give away. I don't think so, folks. Our faith is precious and being able to contend for it, we need to know when we need to walk away from Satan and call Satan Satan. Jesus even did that to Peter. Satan, get behind me. What an example for us in our lives. Continue on in June. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all of their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember these words, which were spoken before the apostles of our, which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Remember the words spoken by the apostles. It is tough in our lives not to go along with the crowd. Whether you're grumbling or complaining about a politician or an issue or a co-worker, or a boss, or a teacher, whatever you're going to complain or grumble about, folks. We all struggle. I don't know, maybe you don't. Maybe you guys, you got that contending for the faith down, and you don't have to work on it. But I look at my life, and I say, whoops, you know, this is a person a lot of the guys don't like. This is a person people continue to complain and grumble about. Because that person's doing their job. That's their job. If everybody did what they were supposed to do, guess what? You wouldn't need a boss. You wouldn't need an inspector. You wouldn't have to have a time clock. In the kingdom of heaven, it is not so. Because we live for eternity. But also in the kingdom of heaven, folks, we need to make sure that we aren't grumblers and complainers and walking after our own lusts, our own heart. We may be right in saying that person isn't worthy of my praise. Okay? Whether it's a customer or a boss or a co-worker or whoever we come in contact with. We can't remove ourselves from this life. But you, children of the Most High God, remember these words. There's going to be people like that. Okay? I don't know about you, but I struggle because I expect everybody else to be following Jesus just like me. Guess what? They're not. And they don't care. But we do. But we do. Because we are planting and watering as we go along, folks. When we remember the words of the apostles from Jesus. Here's another one. Continuing on in Jude. But you, beloved, this is a neat thing about it. Okay? Man, I have a hard time sometimes grumbling and complaining. Not grumbling and complaining. I do. Okay, I do. You guys got that now? Thank you, Jesus, for you guys. Self-control. Contending for the faith. There's times when I got to repent. Now, I don't want to call it whining, but it's easy to get on that bandwagon. How do I keep from doing that, God? But you, beloved, it's written in Jude, by the way, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. Don, you need to go back to your faith. You don't need to be hanging out and thinking the same way as everybody else does. Don't be a complainer and a grumbler.
Okay? Don't think it's okay I'm taking an extra 3 minutes here, an extra 5 minutes there.
Pray in the Holy Spirit. Now I'm thinking, what's the difference between praying and praying in the Holy Spirit?
Well, let me give you an example. Make that winning lottery ticket I buy be the big one, God. Come on. Don't you love me?
Father in heaven, give me what I need. Give me what is right for me. Don't give me any more than what I can handle. Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Well, I thought I was in the love of God. That's just given. That's just osmosis. That's where I'm at. Happy, happy, happy. How many of us are happy, happy, happy all the time? Old Phil Rogers.
Keep yourself in the love of God. The love of God is keeping His commandments, following Him, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, not forgetting that you were saved, not forgetting whose child you are, not going off and doing your own thing. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to our God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Contending for the faith, so if I was to ask you this morning, contending for the faith, Brother Tony had some boxing gloves up hanging up there, one of the slides, you know, he goes the extra mile, thank you brother, he looks at the title of the lesson and looks for something to put up on his slides before our worship service, appreciate that kind of. There was a contender last night that won a belt from somebody. Guess what happened? I read it in the news this morning. There's a fist fight and a brawl broke out. They start taunting each other. Next thing you know, it's a Donnybrook. Probably it's those in Ireland, as part of them were from Ireland. Fist fights, manager broke out, it was an MMA fight. Fist fights broke out, people got arrested. Contending for the faith is not that type of fighting. Contending for the faith is being able to say, Lord, you handle this. It's looking to God first in our conflicts and our struggles. Not second or third or after we're all distraught and we've given up all hope and we say, oh yeah, Jesus. It should be Jesus first when we need help. What does God's word say when I'm struggling? We should be contending for the faith when the things come our way. Because we have reminders. We need to remember about the dreamers. Okay? We don't want to be like the dreamers mentioned in this book. Lord, you take care. Folks, that's a powerful, powerful act of faith for us to say, Lord, you take care of it. Because I want to do everything. I want to be in charge. How many of us in here want to be in charge? Well, we got at least a couple on us, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Contending for the faith is, Lord, you take care of it. Brothers and sisters and friends, I've got, I'll close here in a minute, but I got a $7 million construction project I'm in charge of. And I have 40 to 80 guys a day. And there's no way I can help them all. And there's no way that I can make sure everything's done perfectly, as much as I would like for it to be, as much as the owner would like for it to be. I've got to say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. It rained all day Friday, and we were pouring concrete. We poured a whole slab, as big as this room, probably, 6,300 square foot. And it rained all day. And those guys working out in the rain kept the water off. They stayed till, on Friday night, they stayed till 11 o'clock at night to finish that concrete. And all I can say Saturday morning when I look at it is, thank you, Jesus. Because I know there's many slabs have been gone. Many people would have quit and went to the house. There's times in our lives, folks, when we just need to say, Lord, I need your help. However it can be. His providence is alive and well in this world. He owns this world. This world is his. He created it. He has not left us to contend for the faith on our own. Remember the words of the apostles. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and our eternal life, having compassion and saved with fear. Folks, when you get angry with somebody, okay, ask Jesus how to handle that automatically. Don't pull out your sword like Peter did. I think you need a little sword today. Have compassion. Put the sword away. Contend for your faith through God's plan and ways. If you have not become a child of God, we invite you to do so this morning. If you have not been contending for your faith, we plead with you to make that right now as we stand and sing the selected hymn.